Mike Ross is the general manager of the Mini Pops Kids, the family-friendly show coming to Edmonton Saturday, the Jubilee Auditorium. He joins me this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
The Mini Pops, they've been around forever. I remember being a kid in the 80s and having the cassette tape. And then my daughter listened to them as she was growing up. Why do you think they're still around?
I'm like you. I also grew up with the Mini Pop Kids cassettes. So it was a full 360 moment for me to call my mom one day and say, guess what album I'm producing today? And to say it was the Mini Pop Kids, because I think I drove her crazy with the amount of times that I would flip it over from side A to side B and start it all over again. It never got old for me. And it's funny because I see that in our audiences that come as well, because I see a lot of parents age that are coming who, like us, grew up with the Mini Pop Kids and their kids are into it. So they're having this incredible like mother-daughter experience, or, you know, father-son, whole family experience, really. But I think what it is there's an excitement to young performers. I think it's really magical to see kids dance and sing on stage. As young kids, we really do look up to that. A lot of kids, they themselves take voice lessons and guitar lessons and drum lessons and, you know, everything else. For them to see a representation of themselves on the stage singing the current songs that everybody loves, there's an excitement to that and there's an energy to that that we're able to bring to our live shows. For parents, they love listening to the music because the lyrics are friendly and, you know, we've done all that work for them so they can be a little bit more relaxed when they're listening to the song. So because of that, I think it gets into the households more. You know, we have a lot of daycares and preschools and dance classes and dance studios, all these places that will use our music because, again, you know, some of the lyrics in today's music is not always, you know, the best.
Yeah.
And so because of that, kids are getting introduced to it, you know, more. And I mean, with today's day and age, it's so accessible on technology too, right? So it's cool. It's exciting that it's still around, and it's exciting that it's gone from being the records and the albums that it used to be to now being this full-fledged tour that we take throughout Canada and the U.S.
I've always wondered, how are the Mini Pops kids chosen? Are there auditions?
There are auditions. So we're based out of Toronto. So because rehearsals happen 2 to 3 times a week sometimes with music videos and recording and all of that stuff, all of our kids are within the GTA area. We do have one kid that lives in London, so that's 2 hours out. But we do open calls. And some of these kids do TV shows. They're in movies. They do musical theater productions in around Toronto. So sometimes we're also meeting kids through agents. But through a series of open calls, agents, all of those things, we bring kids together. We go through a round of auditions, usually 2 or 3 rounds till we get to the callbacks. And then we choose 3, 4, or 5 kids, depending on how many we're looking for.
How often do they change up? Like, how old do they get before they're done doing the Mini Pops Kids?
I mean, when they start becoming a teenager and they're not looking like kids, you know, then it starts to, it's hard to brand a teenager as a kid. There's usually a nice organic exit that happens as they get older and they start moving into high school. Priorities shift at that age. They're more focused on their school activities. Studies become more important. They're starting to think about college applications and making sure their grades are good. And so it just becomes a natural moment for us where we say like, hey, this has been great. Everybody knows that it's sort of time to move on. But we try to get them at an age where we can keep them for a few years because there's a lot to learn in their first few months as a Mini Pop Kid, especially as they start getting to perform. There's a lot to learn as they're getting that real life raw experience. And it's experience that we can't teach them. You can't train that in studio time, going from like airplane to hotel and doing 2 shows in 1 day and being on camera this day. That is just stuff that they have to experience. So we like to keep them around a little bit to let them get their feet wet, because then we really do get to see them develop and grow. And by the time they exit, they've become such incredible professional artists in their own right, from their singing, dancing, their acting, their speaking to audiences. They really do become a solid triple threat. It's a cool journey that they all get to take.
So what you're saying is there's still a chance for me because I'm kid-sized.
100%
yeah!
There is. Let's go.
Mini Pops Kids Live comes to Edmonton on Saturday. What kind of a show have you got for us?
We've got an incredible show. It's called the Good Vibes Tour, and it's just that we're bringing the good vibes. It's all of the current music that's on the radio today. We've got Taylor Swift. We've got some Justin Bieber. We've got One Direction. We've got Olivia Rodrigo, of course. There's some throwbacks. There's some fun moments for moms. There's some fun moments for dads. It is an hour and a half, 2-act show. We've got live instruments. We've got special guests dancing with us. I can't stress enough how much of a family experience it really is. And everybody really, they're on their feet, they're dancing, they're singing the whole time, which we encourage. So it's just a blast.
Is it hard work managing a bunch of kids? Like, I've got one kid and I'm exhausted. So how do you keep it up?
You know, number one, I have a great team. I definitely do not do this by myself. But number two, I have the best kids. They love what they do. They take it so seriously. And behind them and backing them up is the most generous, supportive group of parents. I mean, they love watching watching their kids shine, obviously. They're a huge support to us as we're on the road and doing all of that. I know people think, you know, like, wow, it must be tough. It honestly is the best job. And those kids and that group of parents, they make it so much easier and so enjoyable for myself, my team. It's just, it's a great experience. We're so lucky.
Okay, next open call. I'm there. I'm going to fulfill my dream of finally becoming a mini pop kid.
You're on the top of my list. You'll be getting an email from me with your audition requirements.
You are such a liar. Okay, mini pop kids live Saturday at the Jubilee. Tickets still available. We have the link to get yours on our website, ravenradio.ca. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you. Have a great one.